Okay, this is a center update with Dr. Gary, an opportunity for me to share a little bit about what goes behind the scenes, things that aren't very apparent for folks when they come just on Sundays. So this morning I want to mention briefly about summer is coming, and typically summer is a struggle for us here at in the leadership of Unity Spiritual Center because we have to manage the expenses with many of you gone. And typically what happens is that people only give when they're present, and so in our efforts to try to manage the challenge of dealing with the summer shortfall, the board and leadership goes through many moments of deeper contemplation about how we can manage our own sense of not enough as a way of really helping the community be lifted up. And so I've asked David to share briefly about the board's efforts to take on that intent, to really own our sense of not enough, especially at summertime.
Well, first of all, Gary, I'll say that I used to be one of those givers that, when it was a lean time, I'd give a little less, and when I was flush with cash, I'd give a little more, and sometimes it was what was in my wallet, or other times it was write a check. But you're right, I only gave when I was here, and when Dr. Jane and Dr. Gary came a little over a year ago at our board retreat, there was a great deal of discussion about what it meant to be a board member, and one of the things that we all felt strongly about is that we should lead by example. And so at that time, the board all committed to doing some kind of automatic withdrawal. I do an automatic payment out of my checking account. And, at the time, I was paying for two houses, so I couldn't afford a lot. But over the months, I increased the amount that I gave. And it's gone out of my paycheck before I ever see my paycheck, basically. And so I kind of don't notice that it's gone. And, I ramped that up over about a four-month period to the level of giving that I thought I should do. And that worked really well for me, and I thank you for your leadership and taking us there. But the thing that was kind of the aha for me during that time was that, I don't hesitate to pay my house payment every month, and I don't hesitate every month to pay that Harley-Davidson payment, and never miss that one. And, I arranged my financial life so that I could afford those things. And I felt like I needed to arrange my financial life so I could afford to support the church because I would never let the roof be leaky in my house. And yet we as a congregation are allowing that to happen here because we don't have the funds to fix it. To me, I love this place. I want this place to be financially successful. And so I've committed to every single month contributing a certain amount. Whether I'm here or not, I could be on vacation for 2 months, and the check still comes to the church. And so I feel secure about that, and I feel good about that. So thank
you,
Gary.
All right, thanks, David. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, so the last thing I'm going to say about this is that, first of all, one of the commitments that I personally have is I'm not going to be talking about asking for more and more money because that doesn't work. And so what I am asking is that you do what you can to help us, and that is if we can count on a certain amount from you and it find its way automatically, then we don't have to worry so much about how we're going to deal with the summer shortfall. And so in your program is a way in which you can do that for us. And so once again, I'm not asking you to give more. I'm asking you just to give us a sense of what we can count on by making sure it happens on a regular basis for us. So thank you so much for your attention with regard to that. The last thing I'm going to mention, the second to last thing, is Jane and I participated at a wonderful, what was it called? A high tea sponsored by the Outrageous Women, Wild Women of Unity. And so if you're a part of this unique group, if you just stand so we could just recognize some of you who are here with us today, want to appreciate the wildness. And so, if you're a woman and you have a wild streak or not in you, and you feel a need to sort of give greater expression to that, then see one of the gals who've just stood up. And the last thing I'm going to mention is that we had our spirit groups debriefing experience last Wednesday. And so if you've been involved in a spirit group, either as a host or as a participant, just raise your hand. As you can see, the majority of our congregation is now involved in that, and you'll hear more and more information about our rollout for the fall. So stay tuned for that. And thank you so much. I apologize in advance that this part is longer than it used to be. But we're just getting used to it. We don't have, well, I know what we'll do. We'll just do it better for the second service, right? Okay. All right. And so let's begin our meditation time by establishing that rhythmic pattern of breathing. Breathing in and out for the same duration. So just imagine breathing into the heart space, right at the very center of your chest. And when you release, imagine releasing the breath at the solar plexus, just a few inches below. These are two important energy centers within our body. And as we visualize the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, we begin to activate these centers. And we engage a deeper conversation within ourselves that enables us access to those places within us that need the light of our awareness. And so in order to gain this deeper access, let's begin to bring into our awareness someone or something that we appreciate. So bring into your mind's eye a family member, a friend, a life partner, a child, a pet, a fond memory. And allow those feelings of gratitude and appreciation to simply arise and well up, extend beyond the physical self, so that together we create an energetic field within this room. And that energetic field opens the portals into those deeper places within ourself where we must bring the light, our light, of awareness into those aspects of ourself that are still separate and apart. And so we can bring into our awareness ourselves, our younger self, or we can bring into our awareness some area of our life that is in need. No matter what the need, that's not so much important as us having a real clarity about what is tugging at our heart. And as we bring the light of awareness to those places within ourselves, we automatically bring forth the sure and certain knowing of a greater activity of spirit at work in our lives. And this light brings to those parts of ourself a warmth, a caring, a compassion, a sense that all is well, that all things are working together for good, that with God all things are possible. And so we find this light of our awareness as it touches those places within ourself that have sometimes been hidden or in the dark. We find ourselves a bit lifted, a bit more relaxed, more at ease, more at peace. And so we simply rest. We rest in this moment of light, of love, of compassion, of understanding, of forgiveness, of acceptance, of faith, of trust, of confidence. So as we journey back to this moment in consciousness, as we become aware of this time and this place, We carry with us the awareness of the light that has touched us deeply, that has freed us, that has moved us into a different place, that has enabled us in ways that will become apparent as we unfold, as we go forth. And so for our ongoing, for the movement towards whatever is next, for that movement towards the big shift, the big awakening, the tipping point, for all that is unfolding, that is a part of the possibilities yielding themselves to this greater movement of spirit, we give thanks. Thank you, God. So it is.
Thank you. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Brian. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Independence Day. Please.
I just got to tell you, this is just a demonstration of how evolved and enlightened we are as a couple. I am now going to surrender the remote.
Well done. That was a poignant moment in our marriage that you have just witnessed. So my talk title is Ignite Your Own Inner Fireworks. Now, Friday was Canada Day. I don't know if you know this. July 1st is Canada Day. And, of course, Independence Day tomorrow. Lots of fireworks going on both sides of the border. And as an American-Canadian, my heart's in both places, so it's an exciting time. This morning I want to start a summer series loosely based on this book by Paul Farini called Enlightenment for Everyone, A Practical Guide to Realizing Your True Nature. There's no need to go out and buy this book, although you might want to. It's a great little book. But every time it's my turn to speak throughout the summer, I will be talking about different elements of this book. It's a great one. And I want to begin with a quote from the first chapter of this book. There's nothing you need to get, find, or acquire to be enlightened. Really listen to this. You don't need a teacher or a guru. You don't need a priest or a rabbi to intercede with God for you. In other words, you don't need to be here today, but please stay. He goes on. Enlightenment is not contingent on finding the right teacher or having some kind of peak spiritual experience. Enlightenment is the realization of the light that is within you right now, discovering who you already are and then being it. Realizing the light within. It's our own inner fireworks. We're humming today. Realizing our own inner fireworks and then igniting them. Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
Jan Levanzant, who wrote the introduction to the book, describes this book as a simple, profound spiritual instrument for realizing the truth. And the book is based on this premise, that as long as we are looking for our spiritual nourishment outside of ourselves, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's a dead end. To be on this lookout for spiritual satisfaction out there. We got to find it in here. And when we come to this realization that no one is more or less spiritual than any of us, we can stop looking for the answers outside. We can begin to discern the inner treasures that are within us, our own fireworks, our own inner fireworks that have been awaiting our discovery all along. So Paul Farini writes, there's nothing lacking in any of us. And on the other side of the coin, hey, there's nothing special either. The light is available for all of us, for everyone, equally. Some of us have very ingenious disguises, though. Have you noticed? Hiding that. But here's the spiritual path. When we start to see through, sorry, I'm used to having the remote being taken care of by someone else. When we see through our own disguise, guess what happens? Are you ready? We become the light in action. We ignite our own inner fireworks and bless the world in a big way. There's a wonderful Chinese proverb that says this: if there's light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. If there's beauty in the person, there'll be harmony in the home. If there's harmony at home, there will be order in the nation. If there's order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. Isn't that beautiful? In other words, it all begins here. All begins here within us. When we see the light within us and be the light in expression, we are helping to transform the world. Make no mistake. Looking outside for our spirituality takes us where? On a wild goose chase. Have you noticed this? So the good news is this: there's nothing you need to get right now to make you any more whole than you are in this moment. Nothing. Enlightenment simply means that we learn to see that truth. That's it. We're already it. We just have to see it right. Because not believing that is what stops it from being expressed. Do you get this? Do you get how it's working? We block the manifestation of the beauty of who we are by believing that we're not it. That's how it happens. I mean, here's the thing. The light can be hidden. You know, it can be under a bushel, kept under a bushel. It can be veiled. All that's true. But it cannot be destroyed. Cannot be destroyed. It just awaits our willingness to recognize it. Because here's the thing. We've just forgotten who we are. You know how you can forget your keys? Like, where did I leave those keys? Now it's like, so who am I again? Seems like kind of a big thing to forget, doesn't it? Wouldn't you agree? To overlook? How did we get so absent-minded? Well, you know what? It starts when we're this high. It really does. As we're learning about the world, we become focused out there. We forget about in here. And then we build this shell around this identity that we believe we are. And that becomes the entirety of our reality. But it's not the truth. You know, one of my favorite jobs that I ever had in my whole life was working in an elementary school library. I loved that job. I loved being around that vibrant, creative, youthful energy all the time. I loved the kids. And one day, I remember hearing the librarian trying to teach some four-year-olds how to do some research on trees. It was great. Now, she was getting very exasperated because, of course, they were making up all these wonderful stories about trees. And she was telling them, don't make it up. Look in the book. The answer's in the book. It's not in your head. I heard her saying that over and over and over. Now, I got that she was teaching these children some valuable research skills. I got that. And yet, my heart just sank as to the kinds of messages we get from a very young age that the answers are out there, that we have to go find them. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Wouldn't it be great if we were teaching our children to look within and find it? I mean, how many of you have looked in a book to find an answer? Anyone? Right. Or a workshop or a class or whatever it is. And there's nothing wrong with reading. Believe me, I love doing it. There's nothing wrong with going to workshops, classes. But if we're using that as our way to discover who we are, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So enlightenment is an awakening process where we learn to unlearn what we have learned. We learn to unlearn what we've learned. That'd be a great chapter title. Note to self. If those books or those workshops or those classes are teaching us to turn within and find our own answers, that's where we want to go. That's where we want to go. Because you know that you have it yourself, right? So it's not a journey to find what we are lacking. It is this wonderful discovery of what we have already, who we are already, but we've just overlooked it. It's a journey of perception. So we're really learning, you know, it's a game of cosmic hide and seek. If you remember Deepak Chopra, we're all spirit playing hide and seek. But Paul Farini writes, if we are to become what we truly are, we must be willing to let go of what we are not. And those are our fears, right? Our feelings of inadequacy. Anyone? The beliefs, limiting beliefs, all those things that we have taken on as who we are. It's letting that go, letting it go so that we can discover what's really in there. And as we're letting it go, he likens it to the froth on the surface of the ocean as it crashes on a wave. It is not the reality of who we are at our depths. It's just the surface stuff, just that. So truth is not separate from us. It's the essential aspect of who we are. It's our very essence. And yet the light within us can be obscured by endless distractions, right, of outer life. But as we stop focusing on what's going on out there, then we become aware of the truth and alchemy happens. Transformation begins. And it starts with us turning within, moving our attention from out there to in here. Stop looking outside of ourselves and move to an internal examination of consciousness within. That's that journey of transformation. You know, and we know this, right? This is not news. But it takes something to get us to shift that focus. Because it's so easy, isn't it, to get distracted. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Yes. I'm not the only one in the room that experiences this, right? Right. Sometimes something happens out there that can startle us into awakening. It can be something external in our life, a loss of some kind, an illness of some kind. Those kind of things can make us stop and become very present and wake up in the moment. Doesn't have to be that way. But when something startles us into being totally present, we wake up to the truth. And we hear this with Byron Katie and Eckhart Tolle and Michael Brown and David Hawkins, people who have had this awakening moment and been startled into present moment reality. How many of you ever read the book, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior? You remember that book? Great book. And there was a movie actually made about it in the 90s. Anybody remember seeing that? So in the movie, Peaceful Warrior, there's a scene where the spiritual teacher, his name is Socrates, right? Dan Millman's teacher. He's waiting for Dan Millman to come and meet him on a bridge, and they're going to have some kind of class or something like that. And Dan Millman is late. He is a world-class gymnast, and he's at some kind of very high-ranking meet that he realizes he's late for this get-together, and so he runs all the way to meet Socrates. And I've got this to show us. Now, do I just click? All right. Whoops. Oh, I forgot something. Okay, let me just read this. Arthur Chang wrote this. For those living a life of inattention to the quiet, revolutionary nature of God, it takes drama to tug their attention away from the magnet of the trivial. We become hypnotized and mesmerized by the external fireworks. I love that quote. Okay, now we're ready.
Listen, totally forgot about this. I got this thing at the gym. It's pretty important. I'll make this quick.
Sure.
Ah! Hey! hell is wrong with you?
You said you were in a hurry.
So you pushed me off the bridge?
I emptied your mind.
You what?
I emptied
No, your mind. You didn't. You threw me into the river.
And while you were falling, tell me, Dan, what were you thinking about?
I don't know.
Were you thinking about school?
No.
Grocery shop?
No.
This thing you had to hurry off to?
No, it was...
Present. Devoted 100% to the experience you were having. You even had a word for it.
You're out of your mind, you know that?
It's taken a lifetime of practice.
I don't recommend this as a teaching tool. But you can see that there's a moment where we wake up. And we even have a name for it. Ah! So although it's true that when something happens like this that can take us off autopilot and startle us into awakening, the truth is it doesn't have to be the way we do it. We don't have to get thrown off a bridge. We can use whatever's showing up in our path right now to help us to awaken. Whatever that is the path. Do you see? That's it. And so when we do, we see that all the stuff out there, all the fireworks going off, are just not the reality, but that what's real is here. What's real is here. You can bet as he was flying through the air, he was very aware of his beingness. Not thinking about his grocery list, as he said, but... So awakening to who we truly are is more like remembering. If we've forgotten who we are, then remembering is how what happens when we wake up. And, you know, if you hear Neil Donald Walsh, he would talk about re-membering, which means rejoining the membership of spirit. Remember. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. It's important. And sometimes we think, well, we have to get into some sort of altered state to have that experience of oneness, right? You know what I'm talking about? No, that's an unaltered state. Guess what? Being in separation, that's the altered state. We're all in it now. It's not the reality of who we are. So we want to return to that oneness of truth. And then we remember, oh, yeah. But as long as we think there's something we need to do, something we need to change, something to improve about ourselves, we keep that away from us. We set up the barrier for it to happen. The truth of who we are stays hidden. The presence of God that is always within us, always with us. We just miss it. And we look for something out there. I mean, have you ever thought that your life would be better if you just had a new job? Or if you just move to a new place. Anybody? Yeah, this geographic, not the new job though, Gary. Gary put his hand up. No, I'm not looking for a new job here, no. But leaving it, what happens if we do that? What happens if we decide, you know, it's called a geographical cure. It's still with you, isn't it? Jennifer Unlimited, I love her name, says, every time I close the door on reality, it comes in through the windows. These problems just sort of follow us like a little shadow behind us, right? We could also think, if I just could lose that 10 pounds, then I'd be happy. If I could just get into a relationship, then I'd be happy. And, you know, it's true. Ask anybody who's lost weight or who's fallen in love. There's this time period where you're just ecstatic with life. Then what happens? It goes out the window. I love it. It goes out the window. Because wherever you are, there, wherever you go, there you are. We realize there's no such thing as happily ever after when we're counting on something else to bring that to us. So we don't have to go anywhere for our answers. You're already here. Home's right where you are. By returning to the heart, that's where the home is, we find spirit is there now, has always been there, never left, never left. We've just not been aware of it. And that's where true lasting happiness is found. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Really? Because what happens if we don't find that within ourselves? Our inner fireworks have to be lit. They have to be lit. If they're not, from the book of Thomas, sayings attributed to Jesus, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. Kind of an odd thing to say, but very insightful. Who we are is ready to be ignited, to be expressed. And if we just keep it hidden, it's like trapping spiritual energy inside. It implodes. You know, we get into self-sabotage, self-destruction. That's what happens. So we need to bring it forth. We have to express who we are. Do not underestimate the spiritual power that you have, that you are. Please, don't do that, because you are all fireworks ready to explode. Although it's illegal in Spokane. $531 fine I read this morning. It is our divine birthright to live a wholehearted life. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. To be who we've come here to be, and yet we fight it. The Sufi poet Khan wrote, "How we long to become that which we hardly believe we are." We're already it. The answer's within us. Spirit is awaiting us with open arms, but it's up to us. You know, we're what Ferini calls the doorkeepers. We have a choice every moment as the keeper of the door to open our hearts, to open our minds, or not. Each choice that we make takes us in a different experience. This is so profoundly simple that we miss it. Wow. Hide the light or let it shine. Those are the two options. Stay mesmerized by the outer fireworks or ignite our own. The world's trinkets will only amuse us for so long. The shiny things, you know? We're called to align with spirit and allow that presence to express as us and eclipse who we think we are. Isn't that cool? We are called to be so much more. Can you feel that? Universal life essence is enlivening you right now. Feel that. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how long you may have needed to lose weight, how inexperienced you may be, how long you've been stuck in limiting behavior. None of that matters. Why? Because what is within you is infinite. And you are here to make a difference in the world. So what lights you up? What opens your heart? What passion are you ready to unleash? Got something in mind? You know what I love to do? I love to write. I love to write. For a long time, I didn't think I could write anything original. And when I talk about a long time, I'm talking like third grade. You know, I could rewrite something, do a good job with it. I could edit pretty good. I could steal stuff and put it in there. People used to always say to me, "You should write a book with all your sermons." And I go, "Well, I stole everything. I can't do that." But write something original? No, I had this like, no, it's not something I can do. Well, guess what? After decades of believing that, I'm happy to report that I finally aligned with spirit and allowed my originality, my authenticity to be expressed and to come through, and I just finished writing my book. Not only that, but it went into the editor, and it came back with revisions, but they're minor. The bulk of the book stays as it is. Wow, wow. And I have to tell you that unlearning that belief that I can't write originally is what caused it to come forth. So what is it in your life? What's holding you back? Eric Butterworth said, there's an upward pull of the universe ever seeking to lift you to the heights of your divine nature. It's doing it now. Because I'm here to tell you that this force is as real and unstoppable as gravity. And it's within you, and it's wanting to come forth and be ignited. So are you ready? Okay, I'm not really going to do that, but that was a good prop. So here's a question. Any Katy Perry fans in here? Anybody like to dance? All right. You can't do a talk about fireworks without using Katy Perry's song, can you? So, all right. I've got it on video with the words. And I want to invite everybody who would like to dance to stand up. You can stay in your seat if you choose. Sing along. Please cut my mic as soon as I'm finished this part. It's not on? How come it's not working? Oh, I know, because I'm doing it instead of...
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you were. Make 'em go as you shoot across. After a hurricane comes a rainbow, maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and live. You're a
Happy Independence Day.